According to the Defense of Freedom Institute, unions seek to train teachers to affirm every gender identity that conflicts with a student's sex, ignore basic biological facts, hide the training from parents, and shape school policies to force others to do the same. A Gallup survey released last year in 2022 found that 16% of youth in the Gen Z identify as LGBTQ, more than any other generation. The National Sex Education Standards recently presented the core content and skills for K through 12. They name gender identity as one of the seven essential topics, alongside puberty, consent, sexual orientation, and other subjects. In our link below, we have the full document on it, on every grade, what they had planned to teach. The federal government recommends schools include gender identity in their sex ed programs. This hot topic has also been a major focus at many school district meetings with great debate. So what can we do? Thankfully, the Family Research Council developed a prayer guide called Human Sexuality, also linked in our site. We'll be using this on the podcast. Let's stop and pray for this topic. Father, we are praying for those involved with this issue in every facet to find liberty in Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit to do what's right in the sight of you, Father God. We thank you, Father, that your explanation, and we pray for good laws and public policies. Your design for marriage is an exclusive and permanent relationship between one man and woman. This design is under attack, and so we pray, God, for the implementation of laws and public policies that recognize the good of marriage and strive to protect, reward, and incentivize it. We pray for those with gender dysphoria or who are struggling with questions about their identity and sexuality. We pray, Father, that those experience it, that they would receive help, counseling, and the peace they need, and that Christians would show them compassion and love and help them to understand who they are in you, Jesus Christ. We pray for those regretting a gender transition or lifestyle choice. There's been such a push for that. We pray for those that are experiencing physical, emotional, and that they would need spiritual healing. We pray that they would be bold enough to share their stories and that Christians would come alongside them on their journey to healing. We pray for pastors and church leaders to teach courageously and compassionately about the beautiful blessing of our sexuality and the danger of going against your design, Father God. We pray that congregations would be receptive to biblical truth. And we lift up parents, that they would teach their children a proper understanding of human sexuality, its purposes and blessings. We even pray, God, that sex ed would go back to the parents and that it wouldn't be taught in the schools, that it should be the responsibility of the family unit. We pray that parents with children struggling with questions about their sex would have wisdom, courage, and compassion as they seek to love their children and honor you, Father. And we lift up government leaders that they would make wise decisions about laws and public policy relating to human sexuality. We lift up the medical professionals that their eyes would be open to the ethical and medical problems with gender reassignment surgery and hormone therapy for young children especially. For professors and teachers, that they would not be required to teach a curriculum that contradicts their deeply held beliefs and advances a narrative contrary to God's word, that they be bold enough to teach the truth. And we also lift up marriages and families with all the negative things happening: divorce, adultery, cohabitation, single parent families, polygamy, homosexual behavior, rejection of biological sex distinctions, sexually transmitted infections, sterility, pornography use, prostitution, sex trafficking, and more. We pray that those who have been hurt or misled by the sexual revolution, they would embrace the gospel and God's design for marriage and sexuality. And we also lastly pray that Christians would speak the truth in love, maintaining a winsome witness that does not compromise biblical truth. In Jesus' name.